We turn to the middle of the parsha. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid. Avraham Avinu, after he splits up from his relative Lot, and Lot, as we know, moved to Sodom. Vayishma Avraham, he stood by his word, Kinishba Achiv. At the departure, Avraham Avinu promised Lot that I'll be there for you. I'll be there to defend you. I'll be there to protect you. And he hears Kinishba Achiv, that his brother, meaning his relative, was captured. Vayarkas Chanichov Yilidei Beiso. And he got an entire army ready and prepared. Chanichov Miloshen Chinuch, preparation for battle. Shmoina Aser Shloish Meois Vayirdof Adon. And how, what was their size? The Pasuk says they were 318. 318 members of Avraham Avinu's unit. Avraham Avinu is successful. Vayichalek aleim laila huva avadav vayakem vayedefem ad chova asher mismol adamosek. His huva avadav, his battalion is triumphant. Vayoshev eskol arechush v'games loit achiv v'ruchusho yishiv v'games hanoshim v'esa'om. And he returned, and the Pasuk says, Mamish, an interesting focus, three times in the Pasuk. Vayoshev eskol arechush u'ruchusho v'esa'nashim v'esa'om. That what? The rechush was returned, and also the people. Why such a focus on the rechush? Vayetze melech sedoim l'krosso achrei shuvo me'akosis karda armor. And the Melech Sedoim comes out with Malki Tzedek, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, and they thank Avraham Avinu, and they have a whole party, and they tell Avraham Avinu, Vayomer Melech Sedoim, and Melech Sedoim responds to Avraham Avinu, Pasuk of Aleph, Tein li ha-nefesh v'arechush, once again, v'arechush kachloch. The property is yours, the booty is yours, all of these nechasim, it's yours, v'arechush kachloch, and Avraham Avinu refuses. And that's the end of the parsha. Why such a focus on the rechush, a repetition of the rechush, the Melech Sodom responding that the rechush is yours? Is it just a gift? Is it just something that the Torah is telling us in addition to the people that were saved, which seems to be the most essential and miraculous element of this entire story and episode? Yet the Torah focuses also on the rechush. Why? And that specifically is what Melech Sedoim grants to Avraham Avinu. What is it, this focus on the rechush? But Rabbi Yisai, there is another very important question regarding this episode. And I want you to pay close attention. Chazal, the Torah, tell us and make it a point to tell us the exact number of the amount of people that went to battle with Avraham Avinu. And yet, if you learn the Gemara in Nedarim Adaf Lamed Beis, Rashi brings the Gemara, he just quotes it as Rabbeinu, Shmoina Asa, Rabbeinu Amro, Eliezer Levado, Behu Minyan Gematria Shel Shma. It doesn't really mean 318 men. The Pasuk's Lav Dafka. And really what it means is what? It's Eliezer. Because if you take the gematria, the numerical value of Eliezer, it comes out to be what? 318. So murder Abayisai. I'm very bothered with this chazal and with the pasuk. Mimonushach. If 318 is not really accurate, so why does the pasuk say it? And if the Torah actually meant like what it says, that Avraham Avinu took 318 men, so then Chazal should not tell me that it doesn't really mean 318, it means Eliezer. Something's inaccurate over here. Either the Pasuk's inaccurate or the Gemara Nedarim's inaccurate. And if the Gemara Nedarim is right, so then the Kasha's on the Pasuk. And if the Pasuk is right, so then Chazal, what are they lavdafki? It's clear what the Pasuk means. And what's the problem with with learning the Pasuk Kepshuto, that Chazal need to change from the Pasuk Pshat. Rashi's coming to be Mefarish Pshuto Shel Mikra. I'm sorry, this is not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is very self-understood that there was 318 men in Avraham Avinu's battalion. It's true, it was a tremendous nace. These were four kings that were triumphant, that were very strong. Chazal tell us that they even had the ability to beat up the five kings, and that was the war, the world war that broke out over here, and Avraham Avinu still was outnumbered. Okay, but at least he took an army. And yet Chazal seemed to take away from this Beferish Apostle. Very, very difficult. We have to understand, how do we drive Chazal with the Pasuk? How do we drive the Pasuk with Chazal? It's not what the Pasuk says. Good. Rabbi Issa, I'd like to share with you a Gemara. This Gemara is a Gemara in Sukkah. And it's a Gemara in Sukkah that the beginning of the third parak that deals with a lot of the sugyas found in the seventh parak of Baba Kama, dealing with Gezel and Dine Gzela and a Lulav HaGozel and a stolen Lulav or a stolen Sukkah. And the Gemara quotes a story. Now, on the face of it, the story is something that we're going to read through quickly, and we're not going to think that has much relevance. But Rabbi Yisai, I preface what I'm about to say and the shmuz that I'm about to give on this parsha that I'm speaking about this, Rabbi Yisai, and I mean this in a very serious way. This is a shmuz that is so relevant to everything we're involved with in this time and in this predicament, but it's also something that you have to take away. Emir Tzashem, for the future, to have with you in the challenges that you will face in life. And I read the Gemara. Ahi Safta. There was an old woman, the Asal Kamed Rav Nachman, that came in front of Rav Nachman. Amrele Reshkalusa Vikula Rabbanan Debe Reshkalusa Besukha Gzula Havi Yasve. She said, all of you, all of the Rabbanim, are sitting in a stolen sukkah. Do you imagine? She's talking to the Gedoyle Oilam in the middle of a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and she says, Chevre, this sukkah is Gzula. Tzavcha V'lo Yishkachba. She started screaming, and the Rabbanim wouldn't pay attention to her. Meshugan, a woman coming into the middle of Simchas Beis HaShoeva telling us that we stole a sukkah. What are you talking about? Rav Nachman didn't pay attention to her. Amrelay, listen to what she says. Rabbi said, listen carefully. She turns to Rav Nachman and she says to him, Itita dahavalei la'avua. Tlos meyois visimne srei avde. Tzovcha kamaychu. V'lo yishkaches buhu. What'd she say? A woman here that her great-grandfather had 318 servants and you are not paying attention to her? What in the world is the Gemara referring to? Rabbi Isai, when was the last time that you heard that number? 318. It's from our very parsha. The 318 warriors and servants of Avraham Avinu that came to do battle in this war against the four kings. Comes along Rav Tzadok HaKohen. And I sent it to you, Rabbi Yisai, because I want you to have this piece of Rav Tzadok. This is in Divrei Seifrim in Perek Tes Zayin. And this is a Yesod for life. And that's why we're going to read it partly inside. Listen to what Rav Tzadok explains is going on in our parsha. See, Rabbi, Avram Avinu was faced in this week's parsha, in Parshas Lech Lecha, with the first battle, the first challenge, the first of many, many, many struggles that the Jewish nation would face, that we would be outnumbered, that the odds would be against us, that Teva would tell us that you're never going to be able to exist, you're never going to be able to succeed. It's time to what? To throw in the towel, to give up, and to give in to nature, and to let nature take its course, and to say, Ad kan, and to give up hope. And Rabbi Isai, in this parsha, something that we don't usually focus on, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us that Avraham Avinu built the Jewish nation. Not through writing a song before Rav Nachman of Breslov. Avraham Avinu taught us, Ein la'odom li'isya'ish mipnei ha'teva. You cannot let nature, what's going around, or current events change your perspective. Because you work with a different mission statement. Do you understand what that mission statement is? It's Eliezer. Eliezer comes from the root of what? He was Meshamish. He was linked to Avraham Avinu. And he had the name Keli Ezer. My success. My existence. The whole upbringing of the Jewish nation is all a function of what? Defying odds. Because we have a concept of Eliezer. Yeush, says Reb Tzadok in this piece in Divrei Seifrim, is the numerical value of Shin Yud Zayin. Eliezer is the numerical value of one above, staying on top of the matzah of Yeush. To be a Ben Avraham Avinu, to be a Yid, and to continue the mission statement of Yiddishkeit and Judaism in all the struggles, in all the difficulties that we've been involved with, is to recognize that the trafest word in Avodas Hashem is what? Is Yeush. And I have to be cognizant of it, and I have to be one step above it. What is one step above the numerical value of Yeush? It is 318. The amount of soldiers that Avraham Avinu went to battle with. What a weird number. 318. The Teretz is the Torah already said that there's going to be a concept of Yeush. And that man is going to naturally want to be Miyayish. What does Yeush mean? Yeush does not mean Hefker, Rabbosai. When we learn Baba Kama, we stress this. Yeush means, I am the owner. I am, my ownership was never relinquished from that item. I am the owner of that item. I'm just not in control of that item. That item was lost from my possession. It's no longer in my pocket. And what do? I don't give it away. I'm not giving a matana. I'm not even being mafkirit. The Nesivis tells us, Rabbi says, something very important in the halachic reality. The Nesivis tells us that if a person is mafkir, so that's similar to what? To being maknet to the world. To getting rid of your ownership. When you're miyayish on something, you don't relinquish your ownership. And he says the nafkamina is if that item damages someone while it's in the matzav of not being you under your control, and all you did was you were miyayish and you weren't mafkir, you're responsible. because you're still the owner. Your name is still on there. But what do I do when I'm miyayish? I'm not saying it's not mine. I'm not saying that I don't own it. I'm not saying that that entity is not connected to me. I'm just saying reality said it. I'm giving up. I'm just saying I'm never going to be able to retrieve it. I'm never going to actualize it. And because of the situation, because of the predicament that I face, and I cannot see fruits and I cannot connect to that reality. That's different than Hefker. That's Yeyush, giving up hope. What do the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, Rabbi Yisai? Abaye and Rav, Abba Machloik is in the beginning of Eila Metzius, Yeyush Shaloi Midas. The deeper level of that sugya is what? If a person has Yeyush, it's a sign that he's Shaloi Midas. Because if you're really a Bar Das in Yiddishkeit, if you really have a Seichel, and you really look at Jewish history and you look at the fabric of the Jewish nation, Rabbi Yisai, Ein L'Hisyayish Klal. Because if there would have been Yeyush, we would never have been here. Says Rav Tzadok in the beginning of this piece in Divrei Seferim, he says, look at the few parshios that we're in right now. Why couldn't we just have a normal story? Why couldn't we just be brought up with a guy and a girl, Sarah and Avram, they got on YU Connects, they found the Shidduch, and they got married at a normal age, and they had a family, and everything worked out, and it was hunky-dory. Why did it have to be that Avram Avinu was 100 years old, and Sarah has to be a person that she can never even imagine that she's going to have a child? That she has to be in a situation that she can never nurse a child. Why does it have to be that the child that Avraham Avinu and Sarah have has to have the name Yitzchak, that everyone's laughing? That it's something that's unexpected. That it's a reality that we would never expect to happen. And that's why he gets his name, what his name is. What's a tzchok, Rabbi Yisai? What's a laughter? Something that's unexpected. When I do something that you don't expect, or I say something that you don't expect, that's funny. Or if Schechter says something that you wouldn't expect, that's funny. Because it's not going with the current events, not going in a normal way. That's what humor is. That's what creates laughter. Yitzchak, the father, and the product of Avram and Sarah, the beginning, offspring of the Jewish nation, is all unexpected. It's all tzchok. Why, Asher of Tzadik? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to plant the seed of the Jewish nation, that there's never an ability to be miyayish. Because if you entertain a yeyish possibility, if you entertain the idea of the odds, the predicament, the matzav is going to define my approach and my actions, so then you wouldn't exist. Then the Jewish nation wouldn't be here. And Rabbi said, this is true. Thousands of years ago in the time of Avraham Avinu. And this is true. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It's true in the times of Hanukkah. And it's true in the times of the Holocaust. And it's true in the times of 2020 in the pandemic that we face. Many of us are burnt out. Many of us are struggling. No one is belittling the situation, and I am not belittling the struggles and all of the predicaments that Am Yisrael faced for the last 3,000 years. But I am pointing out, Rabbi Yisai, that there was one thread and one approach that Rav Tzadok is telling us that existed from the beginning of the Jewish nation and is crucial Ad Hayoim Azeh, as we face a very scary week. A very scary week. Let's call a spade. We don't know what's going to be. There's a lot riding at stake. And our boy said there's a lot of anxiety. And we're very, very unsure. But if there's anything that we need to activate in this time of lack of clarity, of uncertainty, of anxiety, It's the 318. It's one above Shinyun Zion. It's staying one above Yeyush. It's recognizing that Yeyush seeps into our lives and we have to stop it and we have to call it out. And that's exactly what is this in this Gemara in Sukkah. These chevra were sitting in a sukkah. A woman comes in and says, that's mine. That's my wood. You're sitting in my sukkah. It's a sukkah gzula. They don't pay attention. So she says to herself, I know exactly what's going on here. They think that I'm miyayish. They think that I'm a bailim, that yeah, even though I own it, but I gave up on it. I gave up hope. I brought in yayish to my life. The Babi who brought up the Jewish nation, who instilled us with the right Ashkofit for generations. What does the Hahu Saftas tell us? Rabbi a Pella. Why does the Gemara have to tell a Safta? Because the Safta is the one who ingrains this in us. Our grandmothers are the ones who teach us the approach on the Ashkofit for a life of challenges. Said the Babi. Said Ahu Safte, I am an Einikol of who? Of Avram Avinu that had 318 Avodim. What was she telling the Rabbonim? She was saying what it means to be a Yid is never to entertain the possibility of Yeyush. No matter how difficult the struggle is, no matter how many mechitzas I have on Zoom, and how difficult it is to pay attention and to be involved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending me nisyonis, I recognize it. No matter what the numbers are against us, Avraham Avinu said, I will do what I need to do to save my brother's Lot. Aimless Yaish. Don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the news. Don't look at what everyone's saying around you. Shin Yud Ches. One above Shin Yud Zayin. I am an Einikol. I'm a Safta. And I have a Messiah from my grandfather, from Avraham Avinu. So you should recognize that I'm not being Miyayish from the stolen Sukkah. That's the Gevaldige Wort of Rav Tzadik. Marav Rabbi Yisai. That's the Gevaldige Wort of Rav Tzadik. But that's the Gevaldige Wort of this week's parasha. They're not a stira, like the Maharal says. Chazal and the Pshuto Shel Mikra are both true, says the Maharal. Marav Rabbi Yisai. But we need to understand that if it's not, if it's 318 physical men, if you look at Eretz Yisrael, who is outnumbered, and you think, oh, it's their brilliance. Oh, it's the fact that they have a good economy. Oh, it's the fact that they develop this and they develop that. You're missing the boat. Yeah, Avraham Avinu had an army. He had some numbers. The pasuk says 318 men. But it was the koyach of who? It was keneged who? It was that mahalich of Eliezer, of Kali Ezri. That's the only reason he was successful. Don't be fooled by the physical amount of soldiers that he had. And it was a battle that was impressive that he was able to achieve through a certain strategy and to be triumphant over such a large animal, a large army. Don't be fooled by the fact that there was a physical army over here, says the Maharal. Because if it wasn't for that mahalich of what? Of Eliezer, which according to Rav Tzadik HaKoyin and Rabbi Yisai were suggesting, is staying one above the concept of Yeyush, then Avraham Avinu would not have been able to accomplish. It was only the Mahalach of Eliezer and that Yisoy that Avraham Avinu ingrained with us, that Memela, these Shin Yud Ches, were specifically the number of three Shin Yud Ches, and was why we were able to be successful, and is why, Rabbi Yisai, we are here today, and we are going to prevail, and we are going to be able to continue towards the future. It's not an option. Yeish is Shaloi Midas. It's Shaloi Midas. You know it's yours. You know it's your tafkid. Yeish is not Hefker. Yeish is something that I know is mine. I just can't grasp my hand around it.
I can't do it myself. I don't know how this Aveda or this lost item that's now in the middle of the marketplace is somehow going to get back to me. There's so many people that are not interested. They're not even going to notice. It's going to get trampled upon. It's totally out of my control. The predicament is so difficult. How am I able to retrieve that item? You know what Chazal tell us? Don't be miyayish. Don't be miyayish. Like the Gemara says, and the Tzaddik begins, afilu cherev chadam unachas al tzavar shel adam. Even if a sword is on top of the throat of an individual, ein lis yayish min harachamim. Not just don't be miyayish. There's never yayush. Because if you're miyayish raboisai, if you're giving up hope, then you're disagreeing with the whole existence of Klal Yisrael. You're not a real mamin. You see, raboisai, a lot of us believe in Hashem. A lot of us walk around as Oivdei Hashem. We practice in Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. But we don't live with this Rav Tzaddik, with this Maharal, with this Parsha. We allow the predicaments and the natural course of events and the way things are being depicted. We sometimes forget that there are challenges all orchestrated by the Borei Olam. And they're just ways for us to what? Respond. I cannot be Miyayish because I have the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Because I have one above everything that exists in this world. I'm one step above. I'm Shin Yud Ches, and I'm not Shin Yud Zayin. I'm not Teva. I'm not physical soldiers. I'm Eliezer. I'm Kaliezri. That's the definition of my existence, Rabbi Yisai. This Rav Tzaddik, Rabbi Yisai. This Rav Tzaddik is something that we need to live by. It's a Yesoid for our lives. For everything that we're facing. And it's something that's being called out by our parsha. That is who we are. That is how we came into existence. And that's how we're going to continue to thrive. Because we have something above everyone else. It's being above Yayush. And how is that? Kaylee. Because I'm not alone. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. I want to conclude with something that the Kedushas Levi tells us on this very parsha. Siach is also Shin Yud Ches. Tfilah L'Yoni Kiyatov Yishpach Sichoi. Person, when he's stuck, when a person is in a destitute matzav, when a person is being faced with a lot of struggles and difficult predicaments, and he doesn't see a way out, he needs to activate the 318, the siach. In order to be one above yeyish, it's through yishpoich lefanov sicha. The Gemara in Yuma says, Yasichenu la'achirim. Who is the achirim? First and foremost, it's Yasichenu to the Borei Olam. In order for us, Rabbi Yisai, in our lives, not having an army, to implement this Yesoid of Shin Yud Ches, it's through our tefillah mitoras siach. It's through recognizing and being honest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I daven, and specifically Mincha, which Yitzchak was metake, which is Yishvay, Tfilul Yonik Yatov Yishvay, Chlefon of Sichoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a daiga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm very concerned about a lot of these things. And I recognize, Rabbi Yisai, that Yeyush is all around me, and that's what the world is pulling me to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to now activate my siach towards you in order to stay what? One above the natural phenomenon of what? Of despair, of depression, of Yeyush, of giving in to the natural course of events, of Shin Yud Zayin. And I turn to my Keli Ezri, to my Keli, to my Siach, and I express it to the Borei Olam. That's the answer. That's what Klal Yisrael has been doing since Avraham Avinu. And that's what we need to do. That's the response here in COVID. That's the response here in the election 2020. That's the response to our matzav, Rabbi Yisai. And that's the way you will succeed in all of your struggles that you face for the rest of your life. This is not a vort and a drasha in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rabbi Yisai. This is what Rav Tzadok is telling us. A mahalach achayim. A mahalach achayim from the outset and the beginning offspring of Yiddishkeit. It's part of our very makeup in Yiddishkeit, but it's the same exact mahalach achayim that exists in the year Tav Shin Pei Aleph, when we are trying to transform a year of Me'ashbois Yorim Evyoin. That Tav Shin Pei Aleph should be out of the depths, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are asking you, Yorim Evyoin, with our Siach, with our 318 men that will stay above and beyond the Shin Yud Zayin of Yeyesh. Rabbi Yisai, have a very gevaldige Shabbos and a Mirtz Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of your tefillas, and you should be triumphant on all of your challenges and cleave to the Borei Olam and a Mirtz Hashem that should bring through the Shin Yud Ches Yeshuas Bikarov to all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen. Shkoyach, Rabbi.